nonprofit, and my father in nuclear medicine at the University of California, San Diego, so I didn't see them very often. 10 years later, my mom was still working full-time, but my 73-year-old dad had retired and was around the house all day long. After my first night back home, I crawled out of bed at around 8:30 a.m. and set up my office, read my laptop, in the living room where my dad was watching TV, to begin writing my first column. Michael Jackson had just died, and I was working on a comic portraying Jesus overlooking the pedophile charges against Michael Jackson and letting him into heaven anyway because he was such a fan of the King of Pop. My editor later pointed out that it should have been St. Peter ushering MJ through the gates of heaven, but that's beside the point. My dad had a hard time understanding that someone sitting in his pajamas and searching through Google Images for silly pictures of Jesus Christ was working, so he treated me like I wasn't. "Why the fuck is Wolf Blitzer talking to me about Michael Jackson?" he barked. "The president is in fucking Russia trying to get those sons of bitches to stop with the nukes, and he's talking to me about Michael Jackson! Fuck you, Wolf Blitzer!" Every so often throughout the rest of the day, my dad would get fired up about something, bound into the living room from the kitchen or front yard or wherever he'd been, and shout something like, "Are you putting ketchup on that hamburger I made you?"
"Yeah, why?"
"Why? What the fuck do you mean, why? That's a gourmet hamburger.